Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So one of the things I want to talk about today is high blood pressure. And high blood pressure, it's a major contributor to heart disease. And certainly the months of stress that we've all been under, the uncertainty, poor diet, all these things can actually contribute to high blood pressure. And heart disease is actually a big contributor to deaths worldwide. And in spite of what we believe, it's not only men that are affected by heart disease. In fact, men represent about 49% of the deaths from heart disease, where women actually represent about 51%. So some of the symptoms we are associating with high blood pressure, for example, include difficulty breathing, vision disturbances, dizziness, and headaches. And high blood pressure can contribute to a number of different things, including cognitive impairment and stroke. Sometimes we see blood clots in patients, and certainly when we have reduced oxygen flow to the brain, it can impact our cognitive and problem-solving ability. So three lifestyle factors that really help us reduce blood pressure include things like diet. I focus on things like reducing fat, sugar, and salt with many of my patients. We definitely want to eat less fried foods, processed meats, those kinds of things. We really want to focus on reducing our sugar consumption. Sugar provides actually our body with valuable energy, but too much of it can actually raise our blood pressure. And we even want to try to focus on reducing healthy sugar. Sometimes patients will think of coconut sugar and honey, but even these things are all still considered to be sugars. It's really important to read labels, so we really want to reduce our sodium intake as well. So we definitely need salt to maintain our electrolyte and fluid balance, but eating less processed and prepackaged foods can really help. Reducing our alcohol, soft drinks, those kinds of things are really important. And, of course, exercise is always really important to reduce high blood pressure and improving our artery health and really helping to maintain our weight. So if people have some more questions, they want to get some more information, especially if they have high blood pressure, they can give me a call at 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
You can deal with your health naturally, including high blood pressure. All you have to do is give Dr. Betty Rosendahl a call at 905-707-2001. You'll get a complimentary consultation and be started on the road to health naturally. Thank you, Dr. Betty. Talk to you next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.